Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the passing of a French zoologist and entomologist whose works describing insects assigned many of the insect taxa still in use today. Pierre-André Latruelle was born into a humble family of Corrèze in France on the 20th of November 1762. In 1778, he entered the Collège Lamoille in Paris. He was ordained a priest in 1786 and then went back to Corrèze, where he spent all of his free time studying insects. In 1788, he returned to Paris and became active in the scientific community there, gaining admission to the Society for Natural History. As a priest with conservative leanings, the French Revolution made his situation uncomfortable. He left Paris and was later imprisoned at Bordeaux. In 1796, he published Précis des caractères génériques des insectes. He was then arrested in 1797, but again released. In 1798, he was given the task of arranging the entomological collection at the recently organised Muséum National d'Histoire Naturelle in Paris. In 1814, he became member of the French Academy of Sciences, and in 1821, he was made a Chevalier of the Legion of Honour. He was professor of zoology in the veterinary school at Alphon near Paris, and in 1830, when the chair of zoology of invertebrates at the museum was divided after the death of Lamarck, Latruelle was appointed professor of zoology of crustaceans, arachnids and insects, the chair of mollusks, worms and zoophytes being assigned to de Blainville. Latruelle appears to have married, but the date is unknown and his request to be released from his vow of celibacy was never acknowledged. His health failing, he passed away on the 6th of February 1833 from a bladder disease. But how is this zoologist remembered today? 163 species are named in his honour. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.